We're going to talk today about fragmented souls and how to solve them with faith, hope, and love. Minister Dave here to tell you all about it. Imagine you're trying to stream your favorite show on Netflix, right? But your Wi-Fi is being a total drama queen. Yeah, a drama queen. Slow, spotty, and just when you get to the good part, it buffers endlessly. This is a bit like having a fragmented soul that blocks your connection to the Holy Spirit, making it super tricky to hear what God is trying to tell you. Now, the Holy Spirit is like the ultimate Wi-Fi booster. It's meant to keep us connected to God. But if your soul is all fragmented, it's like having too many walls blocking the signal. You're there trying to tune into God's frequency, but all you get is the annoying buzz of the cosmic busy tone. But here's the good news. You've got unlimited tech support. Through things like confession, prayer, repentance, fasting, and maybe joining a Bible session, you can start closing those background apps messing with your spiritual connection to God. Each positive step is like upgrading your soul's operating system. So while a fragmented soul might be blocking the hotline to God, there's always a way to clear up and open the connection. Just imagine tidying up that soul of yours is a bit like organizing a massive room of junk, totally cluttered. I know, horrible, for sure. But oh so satisfying when you see the clean floor, or in this case, clear spiritual signal beneath all that mess. So the next time you feel like you're dialing God on an old rotary phone in a basement, maybe it's time to do some soul decluttering. After all, a clear soul equals a clear line to our God, who is upstairs waiting for you to call. And let's be honest, everyone prefers streaming in high definition, right? That high def is needed in today's world. In the bustling, busy world of today, many people feel as if they are entangled in the thorny branches of deep and personal struggles. It's like being a gardener who faces a wild and untamed garden, dealing with the weeds of doubt, thick undergrowth of emotional troubles, and tangled vines of difficult relationships that threaten to overwhelm your spirit. Many of you and others are wrestling with doubt, much like in the Bible, Thomas, Doubting Thomas, who didn't believe in Jesus' resurrection until he saw it with his own eyes. We see that in John chapter 20, verse 24 through 29. This story and accounts in the Bible about Thomas teaches us to seek out and recognize the signs of God's presence in our lives, rather than getting lost in uncertainty. Likewise, searching for meaning and purpose can seem like trying to read a map in the dark. The book of Ecclesiastes in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, and other verses, explains that chasing after things in this world doesn't last long, and it's better to live a life that respects God and follows His rules. Again, we were talking about Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, and others. It tells us that to find true meaning, we should focus on things that are everlasting, not just things that give us a quick joy. Trying to connect with a spiritual community is like a single sheep separated from its flock, vulnerable and alone. The Bible encourages us not to give up meeting together, but to encourage one another, emphasizing that finding a community can provide shelter and support in life's storms. Feeling like an emotional dumping ground can be compared to being a sponge in dirty water, soaking up everything until it can't hold anymore. The Bible advises us to bear one another's burdens, but also implies that we need to cleanse ourselves through personal reflection and prayer to avoid becoming overwhelmed. The continuous search for the inner truth can feel as tiring as endlessly digging in hard soil, looking for hidden treasures that might not be there without God. In the Bible, Jeremiah tells us to look for the ancient paths where the good way lies and to walk in it to find rest for our souls. We see that in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. This suggests that sometimes peace comes from following well-established, trustworthy paths rather than always seeking new ones. Feeling overwhelmed by too many choices is like a child in a giant candy store, paralyzed by all the options. The Bible provides guidance with Psalms 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Again, that's in Psalms 119, 105. That verse reminds us that divine guidance can help us focus on choices that reflect our deepest values. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Creating healthy boundaries in relationships is as important as city walls that protect it from invaders. A person without self-control is like a city with broken walls that can easily be breached. Setting boundaries helps keep our relationships healthy and safe. Dealing with harmful relationships is like handling a sharp, double-edged sword. It can wound us if not handled carefully. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 1, it advises us to avoid the company of the wicked, to steer clear of harm, underscoring the importance of being selective about our close associations. Feeling disconnected from our true spiritual selves can be like looking into a dusty mirror that no longer reflects accurately. In the Bible, James compares a person who forgets what he looks like right after looking in a mirror to someone who quickly forgets his spiritual identity. You see that in James chapter 1, verse 23 through 24. Now, cleaning our spiritual mirrors through prayer and reflection can help us see and reflect our true selves more clearly. Longing for deeper meaning and connection in life can be compared to an eagle that longs to soar, but is trapped in a cage staring at the sky. The Bible reminds us that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar like eagles, encouraging us to break free from mundane constraints and connect deeply with God for true fulfillment. Navigating through these complex personal struggles requires us to rediscover our spiritual foundations, draw from biblical wisdom, and use these timeless teachings as our guide through the complexities of modern life. In this fast-paced world, we often feel like gardeners in an unruly garden. This garden is overgrown with the weeds of doubt and tangled vines of difficult relationships. Dealing with doubt, like Thomas in the Bible, reminds us that maintaining our faith requires personal accountability. By engaging in daily prayer and scripture reading, we take responsibility for nurturing our spiritual growth. Seeking meaning and purpose is like looking for the perfect spot to plant a tree. The teachings in Ecclesiastes about living a life that respects God's commandments help us make decisions that align with eternal truth. Joining a spiritual community of the church is crucial, much like a lost sheep finding its flock. We are responsible for seeking and maintaining supportive connections as encouraged in the Bible. Choosing to share these burdens and engaging in self-reflection, as the book Galatians suggests, are steps to manage our emotional health responsibility. Searching for inner truth can feel like endless digging in tough soil, demanding persistence. In the Bible, Jeremiah's advice to follow ancient proven paths teaches us that responsible behavior often involves adhering to wisdom passed down through the generations. Being overwhelmed by choices like a child in a candy store shows the importance of using God's words as guidance. This guidance helps us make thoughtful decisions reflecting our deepest values. Setting boundaries in relationships is as crucial as the walls around a city. Proverbs reminds us that managing our relationships wisely is key to maintaining our well-being. Feeling disconnected from our spiritual selves can be similar to looking into a dusty mirror. Regular prayer and reflection are ways we clean off the grime to see and reflect our true selves more clearly. Longing for deeper connections is like an eagle wanting to soar in the sky but feeling trapped. Renewing our strength through hope in the Lord, as Isaiah suggests, is our responsibility to rise above constraints and achieve spiritual fulfillment. You'll see that in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Through these actions, we see how personal accountability is vital in overcoming life's challenges, guiding us to cultivate a garden of spiritual resilience and bear fruits of faith, hope, and love. Now, personal accountability is like a secret ingredient that helps us become stronger when facing life's challenges. Think of yourself as a gardener where each plant you care for needs sunlight, water, and nutrients to grow. In the same way, taking responsibility for our actions and decisions is what personal accountability is all about. This responsibility helps us handle whatever challenges come our way. When we choose to be accountable, we're essentially deciding to grow and improve ourselves continuously. It's not always easy. Sometimes it means admitting our mistakes and learning from them instead of blaming others. It requires a lot of self-reflection and honesty, which can be tough but very rewarding in the end. By being accountable, we nurture our spiritual growth. Think of spiritual resilience as a garden that needs constant attention and care to thrive. In this garden, we cultivate important qualities like faith, hope, and love. These qualities are the fruits of our garden, and they enrich our lives tremendously. Faith gives us the strength to trust in our journey, even when times are hard. Hope keeps our spirits high in tough times, and love is crucial. It teaches us compassion for ourselves and others, enhancing our lives and those around us. Holding ourselves accountable means we are not just passively experiencing life, but actively shaping it. We make choices that reflect our deepest values and, by doing so, build a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. It doesn't eliminate challenges, but it equips us to face them better. We learn how to pick ourselves up, learn from what happens, and move forward with greater wisdom and strength. So basically, personal accountability is essential because it gives us power over our lives. It lays a strong spiritual foundation that helps us face any difficulty with confidence. By taking care of our spiritual garden, we not only improve our own lives, but also make a positive impact on the world around us. Through this ongoing process, we produce the fruits of faith, hope, and love, which make our lives and the lives of others richer. Now let's talk about how faith, hope, and love heals a fractured soul. Imagine faith as a big, sturdy lighthouse standing strong against the wild ocean waves. It shines a bright light through the fog and darkness, helping ships, just like our own journeys in life, find their way safely to shore. The lighthouse gets its strength from something greater, something we can't always see, reminding us that we're not alone. With this light, we find the bravery to believe in bigger things beyond our sight and in our own abilities to reach our goals. I'll say it again. With this light, we find the bravery to believe in bigger things beyond our sight and in our own abilities to reach our goals. And the goals and purpose God has for each and every one of us. And that is explained in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Faith is like a trusted guide that helps us move forward when things get tough and unclear. Hope is like a small, brave plant that sprouts through the hard, cold ground at the end of the winter. It's a quiet voice that promises the warmth of the spring season is coming, even when it's still freezing and the wind is howling. Hope is the strong belief that no matter how dark it gets at night, the sun will rise again with a new day. It's like a rope that we hold on to, pulling us forward when we feel like giving up, helping us keep going through hard times. Love, on the other hand, is like a wide, powerful river that flows through the land, touching everything along its banks. It moves strongly and steadily, smoothing out rough stones and making the land fertile. Love connects us all, drawing us closer in ways we might not expect or imagine. Love teaches us how to care deeply for each other, to understand one another, and to stay together. I'll say that again. Love teaches us how to care deeply for each other, to understand one another, and to stay together. Love has the amazing power to heal hurt feelings, fix broken friendships, and calm our hearts. Together, faith, hope, and love are like a team working in harmony to shape our lives. They're like the tools we use to build a good life. And those tools are, number one, faith is our compass. Number two, hope is our map. Number three, love is our vehicle. So faith points us in the direction, hope shows us the way, and love is what gets us there. I'll say that again. Faith points us in the direction, hope shows us the way, and love is what gets us there. So again, number one, faith is our compass. Number two, hope is our map. And number three, love is our vehicle. As we go through life holding on to these values, we learn that we're all connected and that our choices impact everyone around us. By keeping these values close, we not only make our own lives better, but also help create a better world for everyone. These powerful forces encourage us to belong, to care, and to make positive choices that can change our world for the better. In closing, feeling alone is like a soul that's broken into pieces, lost in a huge empty space. It's like a sheep that has strayed from its flock and can't find its way back. We all need friends and a community that feels like a warm hug, helping us put our soul back together. The Bible tells us to find a group of believers who can lift us up when we're down so we don't have to handle tough times by ourselves. It says that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Carrying life's heavy troubles alone can make our soul feel even more broken, like carrying a backpack full of rocks. The Bible says we should share our troubles and lean on each other, but also ask God for help to keep from getting too weighed down. We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Searching for what is truly important can feel like looking for a tiny needle in a big haystack. The book of Jeremiah reminds us that sometimes the best answers come from the past, lighting up our path forward. For example, Jeremiah looks back to God's past covenants and promises while also pointing forward to the new covenant that would be fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. That's what the Bible is all about. Hallelujah. Having too many choices can freeze us in place, like a kid in a candy store who can't decide. The Bible tells us to use God's words to help make smart choices and stay away from things that could lead us wrong. And that's in James chapter 1, verse 5. It's important to have boundaries and friendships like walls that protect a city. The Bible says self-control helps keep our relationships healthy and our souls safe. And that is in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Dealing with mean and harmful people is risky, like juggling sharp knives. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 tells us to stay away from bad influences to keep our souls safe. Sometimes we forget who we really are because of all the distractions around us. It's like looking in a mirror that's all dusty. In the Bible, James tells us to clean off the mirror, look into our hearts, and talk to God to keep knowing who we are. That is a Bible study all by itself. I'll share that in a future Bible session or podcast or share in my column or write another book. It will be all about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We're about to go to commercial, so I don't have time to cover it today. So stay tuned. Coming to a church or podcast near you. Finally, if you feel stuck and want something more, it's like an eagle that needs to fly but is stuck in a cage. The Bible says if we trust in God, we can free our broken soul and find a deeper meaning and connection in life. Verses like Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 through 4, and Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 highlight this. Trusting in God's salvation through Jesus Christ will give confidence and assurance, as 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 explains. Trusting God is not based on our own merits, but on what Christ has already accomplished. I'll say that again. Trusting God is not based on our own merits, but on what Christ has already accomplished. So not much more to add to that, so I close with that. Trust in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.